Hold your instruments for a minute. We're going to have a chance to let loose. The key element to this class is you got to have fun. If you can't have fun, then you can go to one of those UCLA percussion classes, and they'll get so technical with you, they'll have you talking to yourself. That's why you see a lot of those guys downtown carrying the drums doing this. Because they're talking to themselves, because what happens is you get possessed with all these spirits from all these different places, and you need something to filter it out. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing better than Jesus. And if I'm double talking you, it's because I'm from the Bronx. My name is Santos. Hey, East Coast. From the Bronx. And I've been a percussionist over 30 years. In fact, these very drums led me to Christ. And because of these drums, I'm alive today. Because back in the 70s, when I was in the percussion industry, I was on heroin, man. I was a mess. And a lot of my colleagues in the business are dead today from drugs and alcohol. And today my life consists of being a part of a recovery ministry called Calvary Ranch. And the thrust of my ministry is going out and getting people that are in classes just like this one that are hurting from drugs and alcohol but hiding behind everything else. But God's given me an interesting ministry, as well as my colleague Patrick Duffin, who he's going to share with you in a few minutes about his experience. This guy has been in the music industry forever, and he's really done so much stuff with so many professional artists, including a CD that I have out right now with, which isn't percussion, by the way, it's a doo-wop CD. But he was my engineer, and he co-produced it and did so much incredible work on it. But we both are percussionists, and we love percussion. And what we're hoping to share with you here is just a simplicity of just enjoying yourself and being a blessing to others by coloring the music. Because that's what this is. This is a big coloring book. And, you know, rhythm is the heartbeat of music. The music that I play anyway. And it has to be, you know, right on it. You have to be on it. And one of the key elements is to keep from getting busy. And speaking of that, the Lord just rang my doorbell and he said, Santos, keep it simple. So let's open up with prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the tremendous turnout here for this beautiful class. And I know you called everybody to be here. There's no accident. And some people might be scratching their head right now saying, what am I doing in this class? But I know you brought them here. So, Father, we just want to ask that your Holy Spirit would take charge and that you would allow us to really just be in tune with your Holy Spirit, as we want to have fun, but yet at the same time we want to glorify you, Lord. Because you said in Psalm 150 to praise you with everything, all these instruments, Lord. And I know you want us to be like little kids sometimes, just to have such joy and fun in your presence, just like the little ones in the next room that are in the nursery, how they just praise you and love to bang on stuff, Lord. So we want to do that this morning. We want to knock on your door and have you open the door and say, wow, here's my kids. I love them. I'm going to make some noise in my name. So we glorify you and bless this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to open up with a couple of key verses, real simple. But God laid it on my heart to share with you because of where he brought me from. I spent 30 years in the business, and I played with some of the best people in music, from Weather Report to Charlie Daniels Band, the Judas Priest back in the 70s. And when I used to tour with all these bands, I was taking a drug called methadone. And I used to go on stage, and I used to have tons of percussion, big gongs behind me, Chinese bell trees, Chinese water drums, percussion. And I'd get out there, and I'd be paid to perform, but I was a mess because of drugs and alcohol. And I'd get out there, and a lot of times I'd make a fool out of myself, thinking that I was wise in the eyes of the world, but I was a fool because I had nothing going on the inside. And the verse I wanted to start out with was from Psalm 25, verse 12. And this is what it says in that psalm. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. Now listen to this, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And verse 15, my eyes are forever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. The key verse there is the fear of the Lord. And I just want to read one quote to you from a very, very well-known Bible teacher whom I love. His name is Warren Wiersbe. And this is what he says about the kingdom of God. And this is what all this is about. See, God created us to worship him, period. We get caught up in so many different things. But when we worship him, all this stuff comes out naturally. You can't help but be full of joy and want to glorify him. And the focus is to get off me and get on him. And it says here, Warren says this about the kingdom of God. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? It means that God is first in our lives. First thing in the morning, we talk to God in prayer and worship. We turn to him in the word. The first day of every week, we are in church. The first thing in our lives, the most important thing, is to please him. When God is first and we are worshiping him and not things, then people and things fall into their proper place. And that's what happened to me. I had everything put before God. And I was on stage. My first job was at Carnegie Hall. I walked out there with the Jazz Crusaders. Place was packed. People gave us standing ovations. And inside, I was dying because God wasn't first. And I thought I was performing and playing good then. In fact, people would tell me, hey, that sounded great. But if that sounded so great, why was I dying on the inside? Because God wasn't first. Now God's first. And all this stuff, man, it just happens. Because God made me. He made my fingerprint. He put this in me. And he wants to express himself through this. I walk into Guitar Center. Right? Any Guitar Center. I'll go. Sometimes I'm up in Hollywood and I want to kill 2 hours. I'll go to Guitar Center. I go up to the drum section and I sit down and I start doing this. Everybody comes around. I get a big crowd around me, and they're all going, wow, how did you do that? And mostly young kids, like teenage kids and stuff. And I start playing the djembe. And they all come around. They want to learn the technique and everything. You know what? I got them. Like a fish hook. And I go, hey, you're a musician? Let me tell you about music. And, you heard of P.O.D.? Yeah, P.O.D.? I'm playing on their album. They're like, what? Because P.O.D. just went triple platinum. But here I am, 53 years old, and they don't believe me, but I have to show them my name on the CD cover. But it's all for what? So I could be glorified? No. And I can tell you, let me tell you what God did for me. I start talking about drugs. But the whole point is to glorify God, to present the gospel. Because really, all this is meaningless if we don't win souls. That's what God wants us to do. And having said all that and giving you a little wherewithal of where I'm from and what I do, I played on a lot of sessions over the years from all kinds of music. I love all kinds of music, from classical to Italian wedding music to doo-wop to jazz, Weather Report, and P.O.D., which is really not my kind of music, but I love those guys. I love their heart. I love that they love the Lord, and I'm playing on some of their head-banging music. And I play on a lot of African, Puerto Rican salsa. I played in neighborhoods in New York, in the streets, on the park, playing salsa music. And I did movie soundtracks over the years and add color to different films and film scores. And now the new thing is I'm playing with guys like Philip Wickham and John Wickham on Wednesday nights. And they do this new style of worship, which is just all acoustic with a lot of djembe and just real simple. In fact, I got to force myself to keep it simple. And God's teaching me new things. You never stop learning. And that's what this class was about. Maybe if you get one thing out of this class. Before I turn it over to Patrick to let him, he's got some handouts for you. There's some great resources for percussion available to you. You have to put it through your filter because, a lot of this stuff is bathed in New Age and they get into satanic religions down from South America that came over from Africa. I was just in Miami last week, and man, they talk in other languages that are not from heaven. So you have to be careful, and don't delve into that stuff. But you can get some good resources off the internet at rhythmweb.com, congahead.com. My friend Marty Cohen, who is the founder of LP Music that makes these drums, LP, has a website, and he's got tremendous video feeds that come in right in, off the internet that you can practice with. There's a beginner's percussion tape by Bobby Sanabria that will teach you techniques where you can study at home. You put on your VCR and go at your own length. And you can do different exercises on the end of the coffee table where you can strengthen your wrist, just back and forth, and get strong. Bobby Sanabria, Sanabria, and you can get it at Guitar Center and just ask him to order it, the beginner for percussion and for video. They even got one for djembe. So you can get all them resources and practice at your own pace at home. And what I do is I listen to a lot of jazz. I love jazz. I've always loved jazz, and I still love jazz, and I have a lot of friends that are jazz musicians. And I listen to different techniques of different percussionists. I have my favorites that I listen to. And I emulate a lot of them. And you don't try and rip them off. But everybody copies somebody. And you know what I mean? Even in preaching, I notice guys get up there and they grab the pulpit because they seen Pastor Chuck grab the pulpit. You know, they grab at that Chuck grip on the pulpit. And they try and talk like Pastor Chuck. But, you know, we all kind of emulate different people. But what I found out over the years was when I started out and beginning in percussion, I emulated people. And then all of a sudden my own style started to come out. And I said, hey, I like this. It's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, these kids that skateboard. They all try and copy each other, but then they get their own groove going. And it's beautiful because God's made us individuals. That's why we all have a different fingerprint. And the cops love our fingerprints because they can tell us from one from another. But let yourself have fun when you do this, and use it as a witness, and try and spend, you know, let the Lord guide you and direct you as you go. Spend time with Him because He'll show you what He wants you to do. You might get a drum circle and go to a nursing home. There's a thought. And these people are there all day long. They got nowhere to go. Right? This is the end of their life. You can go in there and start banging drums. Some of them might go, it's too loud. But you know what? Just go in and have fun with them and tell them about their future because they've got a future. They don't realize it. They're in there. They think they're going to die in there. But God's got another plan for them. And this is just a vehicle you can use to reach people. And ever since I've been doing this, God's been blessing me. I've been able to reach all kinds of people. And that's really how I met my brother Patrick here. Segwaying into my brother here, I met him at a conference. He had a whole percussion booth set up, and I think you're going to see him here this weekend. He'll have his little booth set up, and you can buy a lot of this stuff from him. He's a neat brother, and he's a phenomenal musician. So we're going to kind of like let loose here in a little bit, but I want Patrick to kind of like share. Okay, all right. And lastly, I wanted to say that if anybody knows anybody, and you're going to probably run into people that have a drug and alcohol problem. I had a drug problem and an alcohol problem, and I had one in the church, and my whole life fell apart on me. This was after I gave my life to Christ. You know, I had been in leadership at a large Calvary, and after that I fell apart and wound up homeless on the streets of New York, addicted to heroin. And by the time I got to Calvary Ranch, I was 1 foot out of the grave. You know, my whole life had passed before me. But God restored me and made me whole. And Pastor Chuck was a big part of that. He reached out to me in my darkest hour, and he spoke some real words of wisdom out of the Word about Jesus praying for me, that my faith wouldn't fail. And you know what? Today, my ministry's stronger than ever. And, you know, it's just an honor to be here, just to share with you guys this little bit of time. So if you know somebody that's hurting from drugs or alcohol, you can see me. I have some brochures up here that I can give you from Calvary Ranch in San Diego. We're a live-in treatment center, 24 hours a day, been there 30 years, helping people get on the right track. And it's, you know what the right track is, right? Jesus. Real simple. sometimes it's so hard to get there. Maybe he'll use a percussion class like this to reach somebody here today. So having said that, I want to turn it over to my brother if he's ready. He looks like he's going to be doing a premiere performance at Carnegie Hall today, eh? He's brought in. I wish you people on the CD could see it. He's got a lot of stuff set up here, and we've got a class full of people ready to go at it. Is there any questions that about anything I shared maybe you'd like to ask? Well, I was looking at this site last night because I went to this percussionist site down in Miami. He's a Puerto Rican brother from New York, and he directed me to rhythmweb.com. And, man, they've got it all covered on that. It's the most incredible website I've ever seen for percussion. I mean, you can buy learning stuff off of it. You can get descriptions of instruments. You can get history of instruments. And like the Chinese water drum I brought up. Does anybody know what a Chinese water drum is? If you ever watch the old TV shows like Beretta or one of those shows, you used to hear this instrument in that show that used to go, you know, but I'm trying. I really don't sound too close, but it's like a you ever take a pot of water and bang it when it's got water in it, and you hear it go, doo. Well, that's what a Chinese water drum is, except it's enclosed, and it's got these little brass rods sticking up. So you put the water in, you seal it up, and then you take a cello bow, and you strum these rods, and then you move it. And, man, what a sound you get. Yeah, I mean, you get instruments like that on that website, so you can get hard-to-get stuff. You know, what I usually do, I go to the Guitar Center and I see what kind of percussion they got. Usually they got the same generic stuff all over, but if you could find these drum shops off to the side that carry a lot of stuff, you can get some really, every time I'm up in Portland, they got a tremendous drum shop up there where I'm able to pick up little things like this little instrument. I got this at a, well, it really wasn't a drum shop, it was a kid's store. Now you put this... Yeah, you put this near a microphone, man, and you can have fun making all these bird sounds. See, now, the percussion that I'm used to playing, you do all that stuff. With a lot of the worship stuff, you start doing this, and people start going, hey, dude, these people are fruitcakes, man. They get nervous, you know. And I make a lot of sounds like crickets. And just tastefully done in a song, that can make a whole song. So it's a matter of... Well, I put together a little synopsis of what I do. I use the term use it all. Use all this percussion tastefully. Sometimes you want to play it all at once, and you jam the song up, and everybody gets nervous that, you know, the rest of the musicians get nervous. So you got to let it breathe. Let it breathe. Give it space. Keep it simple. And then blend. You know, when you're in a band and you're watching these other guys play, like when I play with Billy, my eyes are on Billy, and Billy gives me body language of when a break is coming, and if he wants you to quiet down, he'll tell you to quiet down. So you got to keep your eyes on the leader of the group, and you got to blend in. And dynamics is very important. If the song gets quieter, you bring it down, not just play like you're going to break your hands. And I learned this over the years. And when I first started playing, it was like I threw it all in at once. So I had to learn how to groove and watch the dynamics. And then I started doing a lot of session work. I started doing recording sessions. And that taught me about different aspects of my craft. Trial and error. You do your best and commit the rest. And you're going to make mistakes. That's okay. But have people around you that will be honest with you and tell you when, you know, it doesn't sound right. You need constructive criticism from people. And that's why in Christianity especially, we need to be open and honest with each other. That's why we need to be in fellowship with each other so we can do that stuff. And I play a lot. Every opportunity I can, I play. That's why if you can go to a nursing home and cheer up somebody's day, you get a chance to play too. And hopefully appreciate it. Make sure they want to hear percussion first, though. Usually they want to hear an opera singer or somebody, you know. But if they like maybe you might get a drum circle going in here. You never know. Practice. Set a time of practice at home. It's so important to do that, you know. Just like we read the word, we need to practice. And do it unto the Lord so you can do your best for God and be a good witness. and resources. Get a lot of resources. And like I said, be very careful in that area. You got to filter yourself because, man, you'll get everything out there. A lot of fruitcakes out there that believe everything. And like I said, emulate others. I get some role models that I want to be like, and I try and copy their style. One of my favorite percussionists is Ralph McDonald. A lot of people don't know who Ralph McDonald is. You don't see him too much anymore, but he used to play with George Benson a lot, and he's on a lot of TV commercials. The minute I hear Ralph, I know who it is. He's got that style, just like Billy Batstone's voice. The minute you hear Billy on the radio, hey, that's Billy Batstone or Terry Clark. They got that recognizable sound. And so with percussionists. I just ran into a close friend of mine named Lenny Castro, who moved out here. Last time I saw Lenny was in New York at the New York Drum Shop. He was selling percussion. And one day I drove him to the airport. He says, I'm going to California, Santos. I'm going to make it, or I'm going to live on the streets and die on the streets. And the next time I saw Lenny, he was backing up Stevie Wonder. And then he was in the band Toto for a long time. And now he's one of the top percussionists in L.A., and I just got in touch with him recently, and I shared the Lord with him. I wanted to tell him how I hit the bottom, because a very close friend of ours committed suicide about 4 years ago named Carlos Vega, who was James Taylor's drummer. Carlos suffered from depression, and he started smoking pot. And one day he went up to the Angeles Forest and shot himself in the head. And he left a wife and two kids, and a lot of people really heartbroken, because he was a very likable guy. And yet nobody saw this coming. They didn't see any flags. So that's how hideous drugs and alcohol are. And I got a hold of Lenny and was able to witness to him. But I said all that to say this, that he's a very talented percussionist. And I'm praying for him right now, even as I speak, that Lenny would come into fellowship and really partake, because him and Carlos are very close friends. And having said that, hey, guitar?
This is a percussion instrument.
There he goes. You ready to take it over?
I need a guitar pick.
We're going to turn it over to Patrick Duffin.
Okay, first I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Patrick Duffin. I've been part of Calvary Chapel here in Costa Mesa since 1973, and actually a little bit before that, but I really didn't commit my life until 1973. So I've seen a lot of changes over the years, and was involved in a lot of the early Maranatha recordings and those kinds of things, which was really a blessing. And helped me also to grow as not only a musician but an engineer. The most important thing was it gave me a personal relationship through the fellowship of the brethren of the church with Jesus Christ that has not been overcome. In 2 Peter chapter 2, I believe it is, we hear about how people, when they commit their lives to the Lord, and then thereafter they maybe turn away. The question is, did they really give their life to the Lord completely to begin with? And that's not for us to choose or decide or make any decisions like that, but there are things in the Word of God that we have to know, that we have to learn as Christians, especially musicians. The musician who gets the most on the stage, who gets the most attention, is the percussionist, usually. He's dancing around. If you're a drummer, you're throwing sticks and doing things. And there's a few drummers in here. And so you guys know what I'm talking about drummers that are in the secular world will do anything to get the attention. You start twirling your sticks, and you throw them up in the air and do all kinds of things. Just to get the attention of the audience, where the guy in the front who's singing the words, all of a sudden, his words don't mean anything. Everybody's saying to the guy next to him, wow, did you see that percussionist did? Look at that dude. I play with a band that is out of San Marcos. Used to be called Parable. Now it's called the Chuck Butler Band. And I am their percussionist. And sometimes Chuck introduces me as the invisible man. That's the way I like to have it, because people look at me anyway. No matter what I'm doing, they're going to look at me. If I stop completely, they're going to say, hey, why is the percussionist stopping? It's important that we remain as invisible as we can, so that whoever is singing the lyrics will actually cut right through to the heart. And it's not all about us. We have a job as a percussionist. We have a duty and a responsibility as a brother or a sister in Jesus Christ to make sure that he is seen and not us. That's difficult sitting in this chair. That's hard to do. I know brothers like Santos and like Giovanni Hidalgo and other people like that who are wonderful, wonderful musicians. And because of their musicianship, you can't help but be drawn right into what they're doing and just be in awe about what's going on. And you people, every one of you know what I'm talking about. And I think, aren't you a guitar player?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm actually a harmonica.
You're a harmonica player. I've seen you at the Musicians Fellowship here. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, we have a lot of people in here who do different things, and not just percussion. Percussion is one of the easiest. If you can understand rhythm, yeah. Well, I almost got myself in trouble there, but you should be able to do almost anything with percussion. You can use any kind of an instrument if you'll hand me that little. This is a conglomeration with a jingle stick and a cabasa that I made, and sometimes I'd go to places, and I have my homemade hi-hat. And so, you know, it's kind of strange, but so, I got the money to buy a hi-hat one day. If you're wondering why I'm a little perspiring, I had a real tough year this past year. And so I've been doing chemotherapy for about a year. But it's because of the brotherhood, prayers, God has seen me through this. So we're winning.
Up and Floyd.
Daniel? Percussion is so cool. Because you can take a, if you don't have one of these things I made, this kibasa and the jingle stick, you got a set of keys. That works.
Thanks.
Or this little gizmo Santos I got here.
Yeah.
Anybody know how to spell this instrument?
F-I-S-H.
Starts with a what?
F-I-S-H.
Yeah. It points away to where the Bible study is tonight. Yeah. This is called a wiro, spelled G. U-I-R-O, something like that. It's actually a Spanish name. So there's a number of different things that you can do with this cool little instrument. You can play it on the tip. You can play it on the heel. What I like to do is play the tip and the heel. It's kind of a cool little thing. So there's a lot of things that you can do with many instruments. On some of the, if you know what Foley work is sound effects for soundtracks. So if you're doing a motion picture, then you need to create the horse hoofs. And that's also part of, the Foley work is also part of percussion. So you might take some, what?
Coconuts.
Coconut shells. And you clop the coconut shells on a table or on a floor, hard floor, concrete floor, and the horse would be clopping across the cobblestone. And if you might do it in a carpet or on a piece of sod if the horse runs across the cobblestone and then into the grass. Keep in mind, there's no microphone on the horse's hoof. And every picture that you see with all these horses' hoofs, man, it's a lot of wireless mics. So percussion is an awesome, awesome thing. And having the opportunity to do this without drawing attention to yourself is an extremely difficult thing. Very, very difficult thing. But it's imperative that we play representing the gift that and the talent that God has given to us, dedicating that to Him. When you see that guitar player, that vocalist singing up to the Lord and dedicating it to the Lord, it draws you right into mimic, memeo, right? Copy what that person does. That's why we're called worshipers. It's important that we understand that. It's very hard to draw everything right back to you. With a simple little joke, throwing a stick up in the air, whatever. And because we have so many cool toys, it's really our greatest opportunity as percussionists to enhance the music in many different ways that a guitar player or a vocalist could never do. Not unless you're a vocalist who's like totally out of sight, like Bobby McFerrin or Al Jarreau or somebody like that who can really play with their voice and do all that percussive. I can't do that. Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of the music today, people are playing djembes.
Right.
And it's so portable. I mean, you know, lug the stuff in there. It's a lot of work. But throw a djembe in a bag and go to the beach or go to a Bible study. And really, you can do so much with the djembe. And a lot of the young people today, their music is around djembe. It's real acoustic. And whereas the real African way to play the djembe is not like that. This is the way they play it in Africa. They play it hard and loud, but you know, they come up with some creative stuff. I use a stick when I play sometimes. Now, my configuration here, I have bongos, congas, and a djembe, and usually this is the heart of my worship setup when I play. I play Wednesday nights with John Wickham down at Maranatha Chapel, and I get to back up a lot of different people like Roby Duke to Bill Batstone to Bob Bennett, to Philip Wickham, and all the teenagers that come in. And I try and blend it all in and get my own style going, with where I can use one of the songs they sang today that Hans played. Anyway. That's all, you know, and that's my own way of doing it. I gotten a little bit of this and some of that, and I threw it all together, and that's how it came out. And you know what? That's okay. I have fun with it, and I try and blend into the music. Sometimes I'll just lay on this thing. You know, if they want to do one of those songs that they're everybody's singing now, like Hungry, that song they did Hungry today. You know, we play that a lot at Maranatha. And sometimes I use this, looks like a drum. Well, I don't have the right stick up here, but I use a real light timbali stick. And this sounds just like, thank you. This sounds... You know, and that's just a thing that I came up with, and it sounds great when it's all blended in with the music. So, and then I use the sides a lot, or I'll play the side of the drum, and that's the way I can figure it up. I use a variety of Brazilian instruments, and this one here is called the Udu drum. I have a lot of fun. You can pick these up at Guitar Center, or you can pick them up right here from Patrick. In fact, support my brother better. Guitar Center got enough money. He'd give you a good deal. But when you stick the mic right in this thing, not this mic, but a PA mic, you can hear this thing and you can be creative. I usually have a little thing where I lay it in I got the little hoop. And every little finger. You'll hear Sting use this a lot, like in a lot of his stuff. And they have different size Udu drums you can get with a lot of holes, and they can make all kinds of sounds. And so they're a lot of fun to have. And then I use all kinds of Brazilian bells, and I get like a Chinese bell tree. You can buy those, and they're really nice. I use a lot of soft bells in my stuff. I love bells, and I use these little maracas, man. Look how small they are, but yet you put these near a microphone, and they cut. Or you can use them this way. Sometimes I'll do studio work with John Andrew Schreiner, Fernando Ortega's producer, and he'll have me using a couple of cowbell beats, and I'll do about four beats, and he takes the computer and he just multiplies it and plays the whole song, so it only takes me 2 seconds to do the album. It's like, but he's one of these computer guys, you know, he's a genius. And just fun. All the different producers I work with, like I work with Patrick, and Patrick will be in there getting the mic just right. And in fact, he did a CD for me, and he put scratches on the record because I have a doo-wop record. And he took an old record and with scratches and took it in the studio and made all these pops and scratches. So when I sent it to the CD company to get it reproduced, they called me up and said, "Hey, the record sounds terrible. You sure you want this stuff on your CD?" I said, "Yeah, that's the idea. It's supposed to sound like an old record." But he came up with that. So just be creative. Have fun. I was looking on the website last night where they take these water bottles. You know the water bottles for the coolers? Man, they make great instruments.
Yeah, the poor man's djembe.
Yeah. I mean, but they sound great. Or you could take a paint bucket with sticks. I've seen kids in New York City, man, sound better than the best drummers just playing the paint buckets on the street corner. Garbage cans.
Santos, what was that little instrument you had there that had water in it?
No, I didn't have water in it.
So oh, you didn't have water in it.
I was telling him about the Chinese water drum.
Chinese
water drum.
The Mike Tyson thing.
But I have the cuica here. This is a cuica from Brazil with the stick in it. And in fact, this is a baby cuica. They have big cuicas, and I've been playing these things for years. When I used to be with Weather Report, talk about getting the attention drawn to you. They'd turn over a solo to me in a song, and I'd have the mic there, and I'd do this. And I just broke the stick. But it's got one of these sticks where I can screw it back in later. That's one of the things you got to be careful of. The cloth has got to be real wet when you use this thing. Otherwise, you can break the stick. But they come in all different sizes. They're called cuicas, and they're a lot of fun, especially if you have kids around. You want to just have fun with kids. I have ladies that tell me if I do a percussion album, they'll buy every CD I make because it'll keep their kids occupied for hours. And it serves a purpose, you know, and glorify God at the same time. So there is a balance of what he's talking about, keeping the attention off you, especially when you're during the worship set, when the focus is on, you know, worshiping the Lord. Then you have to pull back and easy does it. But when you're doing a song like some songs I do with Bill Batstone, they feature the percussion. And people enjoy that. That's okay. You know, because all the glory goes to God. He gave me the ability to do this. And he gave you the ability, too. So have fun with it. Want to do a little playing?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to lay down a groove, and you guys just come on in. And did you show them the talking drum?
Oh, talking drum.
Where's the talking drum?
Right back there. There's two of them back there.
You know how to play that thing?
Who's got a talking drum?
There it is.
It's the one with strings on it. Stick it under your armpit.
Stick it under your armpit.
Oh, it's under his armpit.
And then
armpit.
Hit the head and then squeeze the strings as you're playing it. Now, they actually use that to communicate in Africa.
Yeah.
They talk to each other. That's why they call it a talking drum. Yeah.
Is that fun?
And the shaker ray, I don't know if I showed you how.
You can also use that shaker rate on the top if you pop the very top of the other top, right in front of the microphone. It'll almost give you an udu sound.
For those of you at home, he's playing the shaker rate near the mic.
Yeah, sorry about that. You can put your headphones back on.
You can have a lot of fun with these. So I'll lay down a groove, and why don't you just play along, man. If you're up there on the bookcases, play on the bookcases. It's amazing that none of you is left. I mean, you know, this is good for you. Can we get somebody to play a worship song on the guitar? Amen. There we go. Bring us down to a normal playing field here. Something we can play with.
Thank you.
what? I'm going to have him ask questions now. Cut it out, you're driving me nuts.
No, I'm just kidding.
You usually get that from people, but that's all right. I remember as a little kid, I used to bang on the table. My mother used to go nuts, man. But, you know, God was trying to teach something back then. I want to really thank you guys for coming. We got to wrap in five, but I wanted to leave it open in case you guys had some questions. I don't know if we covered anything. We don't really know what we're doing. We just show up, and God does the rest.
You had mentioned right at the very beginning that
Yeah. Well, you mean do both as? Well, you know, you do your best, and what you, I guess there's nothing better than to bathe yourself in prayer and say, Lord, I want to glorify you. Help me to do this. Because, I mean, it's really hard when you're a percussionist and you sing, because everybody's going to look at you. So what you got to do is really cover yourself in prayer. And that was the question, by the way. She asked, what do you do if you sing and you play percussion? How do you keep the tension off yourself? That is through prayer. You know, and seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's why I started off with that scripture, because when you do that, everything comes into line. You know, just like Warren Wiersbe shared in that quote about the kingdom of God. And then even this stuff, like, I don't have a problem with that today. When people come to me and ask me about it, because I draw a lot of attention. Look at the size of me. Just without the percussion, I draw attention. Now, with the percussion, it's like, hey, whoa, hey, it's all about me. But it ain't about me. So when people talk to me, that's when I get a chance to tell them, hey, it's about the Lord. But when I'm playing in a worship band setting, I really try and keep it simple. I bite my tongue a lot of times. I hold back. And, well, that comes with age, comes with wisdom, hopefully. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead.
Are there groups to represent is, for example, that in my mind represent living water?
Right. Yeah. She asked if there are sounds I use to represent ideas. And I do. Sometimes if there's thunder, I'll use a certain deep sound on the drum, or maybe with the Holy Spirit on Stand By Me. When we did Stand By Me in the studio, I just... And that represented the Holy Spirit to me, you know? You let the Lord be creative through you. It's like a coloring book. That's what a percussionist is. He colors and paints pictures with the sounds.
He
asked about my equipment, how to tune the heads and stuff. Well, on my conga drums, I have what they call synthetic heads. And that's with the technology today, they've come up with some great improvements. And these synthetic heads aren't affected by temperature, whereas these are on the bongos. And on Patrick's handout, he's got some information about the conga drums and the heads and about the animal skins, which the bongos are. And I have to detune these every time, otherwise I'll stretch them out and they'll break and rip. But where the synthetic heads, you just leave them. They stay at the same tension. So it's really helpful. Yeah, they are about $60 a piece for these, as opposed to maybe $30. So they're double. But they save me a lot of aggravation, you know.
Santos.
Yeah. I'll be right with you. Is that Al? That's my friend. I haven't seen Al in 5 years.
Finishes up with one of your New York doo-wop songs.
Oh, okay. I'd love to. Yeah, it's been a while, Al. It's good to see you, my brother. Al's a former police officer from Fresno, and he's a good brother in the Lord. And I'm glad that the Lord grabbed you on the job, and you're serving him today. I will. I'll close with one, Al.
How would we start a drum circle in the church?
There's a group, a friend of mine, John Clotter, used to play with a lot of famous people years ago, and he just started a drum circle in Fallbrook, and he invited me to it. I haven't really been to a Christian drum circle. It must be interesting. Well, all the New Agers get in parks, man, and they're raving about it. Oh, man, you can really, where a bunch of men or women get together, and they beat drums in the park, and, you know, they just let off steam. Like what we were doing in here just now. But, you know, the focus is on self in there, and... So you got, like I said, you got to be real careful, and what you worship, you become like, as the Bible teaches us. So if we can do this for the glory of God, what a great way to witness to people that like the other one, because you know what, Jesus said, "Let them know us by our love," so our love for each other. Yeah.
I just wanted to also comment at the very beginning, take your drums to the nursery.
Our sister's talking about taking percussion to nursing homes, how it really is fun, and they have instruments at the nursing homes. And with that, I guess we'll put a wrap on it. Let me close in prayer and then close with a doo-wop song. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for our time here with you. And Lord, we just put it out there and you make sense out of it, Father. But the bottom line is we want to glorify you and magnify you through what you created in us, Lord. And we just thank you for the people that came here today, maybe to that they learned something new about you, Jesus, and how you express yourself through the many colors and different personalities of all your kids out here. And we just wanted to thank you, Father, for this conference and ask you that you'd bless every aspect of it. And thank you for the people that work so hard to put it on. And thank you for Pastor Chuck, Lord, and his leadership over the years and how he's just kept his eye on the prize, Lord, which is you. And help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And let me close with a song I'll be doing in New York City in about a week for all the police officers down at Ground Zero. It's usually done with four or five guys, but it goes, shoo-dooby, shoo-be-doo, shoo-dooby, shoo-be-doo, shoo-dooby, shoo-be-doo-wah-ho, in the still of the night, Jesus, I met you. You made me right. Now I love you so. Jesus, I'll never let you go in the still of the night. Well, I remember the night I met you, I was sick on drugs, crazy out of my head. I fell down on my knees, gave my heart to you. Then you touched me with your love and your power. So ever since that lonely, lonely night, Jesus, I know that you are my light in the still of the night. Come on, sing doo-wop with me. Shoo-doo-doo-doo-wop, doo-wop, 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 doo-wop. Do I, oh, do I, yeah, whoa, yeah, yeah, in the still of the night, oh, yeah, in the still of the night.
Yeah.
Amen. Good job. Good job. God bless you guys.